If you want to find out what is important for your financial report card, simply go see your local banker. Fill out your personal financial statement and hope he or she rejects you. If they don't reject you, simply ask for more money. After they reject you, sit down and ask them what you can do to improve your financial report card. The education you receive could be priceless and life-changing. As I said, if you want to find out what is important in the real world, ask your banker. They look at people's report cards every day. But the question is, if bankers know so much, why aren't they rich? Why are they still working for the bank, minding someone else's business? The answer is found in a subject I covered earlier in this program, Newton's Law, that states, for every action, there is an equal and opposite reaction. The answer is also found in the explanation of why, in order to be a good, honest, and successful policeman, a policeman must also be a good crook, or why every coin has two sides, a bird has two wings, and we have two legs, arms, eyes, and so forth. The reason most bankers are not rich is because they are too conservative. In order to be rich, especially if you start with nothing, you will need to be a good banker as well as a good gambler. And most good bankers are not good gamblers. As Rich Dad said, you have to pay twice the price. And to be rich, you have to pay the price of being both a good banker and a good gambler. And most people are neither. Rich Dad said to Mike and me, the reason most bankers are not rich is because most bankers are not gamblers. And the reason most gamblers are not rich is because most gamblers are not good bankers. I then asked him, are most people one or the other, either a gambler or a banker? To which he replied, no, unfortunately most people are financial losers. Losers? I recoiled. Isn't that a very harsh thing to say about people? I said, financial losers, Rich Dad replied in his defense. I don't mean to insult anyone. Let me give you the definition of a loser before you think of me as unkind. Yes, please give me your definition, I replied. My definition of a loser is someone who cannot afford to lose, said Rich Dad. Someone who cannot afford to lose? I repeated the statement. Let me explain further, said Rich Dad. When it comes to money, most adults cannot afford to lose. Many people today live on what I call the red line. As you know from your interest in cars, the car's red line is that point where the engine's RPMs are so high that if you step on the gas any harder, the engine comes apart. So every dollar that is coming in as income is going out as an expense? Mike jumped in. That's correct, said Rich Dad. So they cannot afford to lose because financially they have already lost. Rich Dad then said, it's very sad. Millions of people all over this country, the richest country in the world, live at their financial red line. And, I concluded, those are often the people who say, investing is risky, or what if I lose my money? People often say such things or cling to their money extra tightly because they know they have already lost the financial battle. Rich Dad nodded. You see, a true gambler realizes that winning and losing go hand in hand. Professional gamblers do not delude themselves that they can only win. True gamblers know that they too can lose. Gamblers know that they often lose in order to win. So that is why, if you want to be rich, you have to be a banker as well as a gambler, I added, beginning to understand more. The idea that a good cop also needs to be a good crook began to make more sense. And that is why people who have good grades do not necessarily do well in the real world, said Mike. Real life is not made up of right answers. Real life is made up of multiple guesses, some of which turn out to be right and many of which wind up being wrong. Rich Dad nodded his head. And that is why so many of the richest people in the world were often people who made the most mistakes. J. Paul Getty was known for drilling many dry holes in his quest for oil. He was famous for dry holes. But what made him rich was that he finally drilled one that hit one of the biggest oil fields in the world. The same is true for Thomas Edison, the man who reportedly failed 10,000 times before inventing the electric light. The reason I say most people are losers is simply because they live their lives unable to afford even one little failure. To be successful, you must both be a banker and a gambler so you can afford to lose, because every gambler knows that losing is part of winning. I created my board game Cashflow after Rich Dad's teachings. On the game, you will learn how to be a banker as well as a gambler. Too many people today want to put their money in safe, risk-free investments. I am afraid that many of these people will wind up the big losers in life. While they may never lose, they may also never really win. These are the people who plan on becoming rich by being frugal, safe, living below their means, and cutting up their credit cards. As Rich Dad said, you can be rich by being cheap. The problem is, you're still cheap. How much can you afford to lose? One of the reasons so many people play the lottery is because most people can afford to lose a dollar. The reason so many people play the dollar slot machines in the casinos is because they can afford to lose a few dollars. The problem is, for at least 60% of the American population, they cannot afford to lose much more than a few dollars. That's because they have already financially lost the game of life. Many people will not find out how badly they have lost until they lose their job or have to stop working due to age or medical disability. Hopefully, they will have family members who can afford to and are willing to take care of them. These are the people who live at the red line of life, so deeply buried in bad debt. They are so concerned with survival that they cannot even imagine a life of wealth. We have a chapter called Take Control of Your Cash Flow in our audiobook, Rich Dad's Cash Flow Quadrant, to help those people start with a plan for shedding their bad debt. If followed, the formula will help someone get out of debt within 5 to 7 years. These same people also believe that getting rich is a function of luck. At one of my talks, a person asked me this question: how much does luck play into your finances? My reply was an answer given to me, but I'm afraid I do not remember the person who gave it to me. So I thank that individual, and I apologize for not remembering your name. But I did remember your answer. The answer is, the acronym for luck means laboring under correct knowledge. The other day, my wife and I lost $120,000 in a bad, very speculative investment. A close friend was very upset, almost as if it were his money. He said to Kim and me, "The two of you are unlucky." Kim and I did not say much, because there's no real reason to speak to someone who lives in fear of losing. We did not tell him that we had also made about $1 million and had lost only $120,000 in our portfolio. We also did not tell him that we really felt lucky because of two reasons. Reason number one is that we learned a lot more from that $120,000 loss than from the $1 million win. In other words, we gained more knowledge from our mistakes. The second reason is because we felt lucky that we could afford to lose that much money and not feel bad about it. Back in 1985, we were in the group of people who could not afford to lose anything.